Hi there, this is Tony Ajayi. Let's talk a little bit about pride. In simple terms, pride is when you take yourself way too seriously. It's when you start to believe that you don't need God because you've got money, degrees, or a powerful network of relationships. Pride shows up in so many ways. You walk into a room expecting to be noticed, acknowledged, validated above other people. You can't be corrected when you're wrong, because everyone else is beneath you. You never admit your mistakes because in your mind, you're too knowledgeable to be wrong. You say whatever you want to whoever you want, whenever you want, without restraint. And also, you're angry, always angry, because pride keeps you angry. There's nobody you can pick a fight with, whether privately or in public. There are even certain people that you never talk to because in your mind, do they even know who you are? Pride can also sneak into our spiritual lives, where you boast about how much you pray, how long you pray for, how much you give. You act like you're God's second in command because who else could possibly hold that spot if not you? You treat your spiritual gifts as if they prove that you're untouchable. You look down on others who don't seem as spiritually fit or gifted or deep as you are. You assume everyone else but you is spiritually immature. And yes, you gossip. Gossip is rooted in pride because it assumes that you are better than the person you are talking about. Now, if we're being honest, you and I have both been guilty of one of these somewhere along the line, even if just a little. James in chapter 4 verse 6 says, God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. Proverbs 3 in verse 34 and 1 Peter 5 in verse 5 say the same thing. Pride is one of the enemy's sharpest weapons, right alongside lust and anger. Pride makes us worry about what people think of us. But let me bust your bubble. Chances are people are not even thinking about you at all. Pride makes us obsessed with building monuments, accomplishments, legacies, because we want history to remember us. But when we stand before God, everything we have and have not acquired on this earth will mean nothing at the judgment seat of Christ. Nobody's opinions will matter except His. Luke in chapter 14 verse 11 reminds us that he who humbles himself will be exalted. And 1 Corinthians in chapter 4 verse 5 says, judge nothing before the time until the Lord comes, who will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and reveal the counsels of the heart. Then each one's praise will come from God. So why do we fight so hard for the praise of people when their praise holds no eternal weight or value? Why live like this present world is all there is when eternity with Christ is all that truly matters? So I leave us with this. Where have you noticed pride creeping into your own life? Is it in how you treat people? Is it in how you handle correction? Maybe it's in your prayer life or even in how you talk about others. Take a moment to reflect, because the same God who resists the proud is eager to pour out grace on the humble. I pray that the Lord will break every chain of pride and crown us with humility in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a wonderful week ahead and God bless you.